coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast. And tonight, I am joined by my wife, Becca. What's going on,
hey,
Becca?
Hey, it's the Bachelor after party, so we should sound like we're partying a little bit. But at the same time, I mean, let's be real. We're in our, like, I'm in my bathrobe right now. We're in the comfort of our own home. So it's more like we're just celebrating the fact that the Bachelorette is back. And that's kind of like why, and it's a party, really.
Yeah, but it's I don't know. I mean, like, it was the first episode, so I'm kind of like, it's the same formula every single time we watch the show. Yeah, and it's, you know, the Bachelor after party with Becca and Tony. So we're going to do this podcast every week right after the show just to kind of recap what happened and just make fun of everything and give our thoughts and so forth. And for those of you that listen to the Red Beard Podcast, you've heard me talk about my wife, Becca, numerous times, but now you're actually going to get to really get to know her.
And we don't have to put makeup on and we don't have to look good, which I'm all about because it's kind of late for, you know, it's a Monday night. So anyway, yeah. So Becca is the Bachelorette. And yeah, she's Becca, got a Becca. Great name. She doesn't spell it correctly, but that's okay.
Well, how do you spell your name?
B-E-K-A-H.
All right. And she's B-E-C-C-A.
Phonetic.
Right, right.
So anyway, but what I like about Becca is she seems like she keeps it all the way real. Quick recap. We all know what happened with her and Ari. Ari originally picked her and then said, psych, no, I'm going with Lauren. And it was 40 minutes of extremely uncomfortable TV. But Becca.
But it was real, though, like real TV.
I don't know. It's
well,
hard.
Look, they cut it. They cut it in a certain way. But at the same time, like it was so real that it was awkward. Like it was awkward to watch it.
It yeah. was. But we have to take reality TV sometimes and
realize it's not reality.
Yeah, exactly. But right. It's night one. Becca's doing the damn thing, as she says. A lot of Midwestern accents tonight because there was a couple guys.
Yeah.
She's from Minneapolis. Is that how you say it? Minneapolis?
Yeah.
She's from Minnesota. Okay. It's hard sometimes. No.
Is it?
Okay. And then you had a couple guys from Chicago, you know, and
that guy was cool, though. I liked him. I don't know what his name was, but he owned a grocery store.
I am so upset that she did not. We're just going to jump right into this. So she did not end up going with Joe, the grocery guy, who I thought was a shoe-in and I thought could be in the final two.
Yeah, but I mean, he kind of, I think one of the reasons why she may not have picked him was just because he kind of had like that Chicago kind of accent that seemed a little, like when he was leaving, he was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, she didn't want to pick me, so.
Yeah, but that's where she's from. She's from the Midwest, so that's why I thought.
I don't know. I mean, like, but then again, it's like you only get like 30-second clips of the actual interaction. And what he said was like, you know, my parents owned a grocery store and like I've been working in produce since I was younger.
He was a fruit stand guy.
Yeah, he sold watermelon. That was like his thing. And they never really explained that. So who knows how much more of the conversation was there
other than what they showed us. Well, here's my thing about Joe. What I would like to see is I know that he only got booted in week one. I would love to see him as the Bachelor. That would never happen in 1,000 years.
No, it wouldn't.
But he's also too good for Bachelor in Paradise, you know?
He seems too real for reality TV.
Exactly. So right. What did you think of some of the entrances with the limo?
Well, I liked all of the entrances that were super awkward. Like, I like seeing awkwardness happen and seeing how they deal with it because when awkward happens, that's when real happens. Because I feel like everybody's putting on an act. But as soon as it gets awkward, you kind of see the real person come out. For me, I really liked, as cheesy as it was, I really did like the guy who came in the chicken suit.
Really? Baka?
Yeah, because, okay. And I'm not going to name names, but there's a buddy of mine who, if he was ever on The Bachelorette, like I told you earlier, he would do something like that. And he would wear a costume. And he is like the funniest kid and the nicest kid. He's married. He's got kids. But he's like,
So he wouldn't go on The Bachelor.
But I'm just saying, he's like, when we've gone to parties, he's the life of the party and everybody loves him. So I could see this guy just being like, he's a normal dude. But he was just, I liked that he didn't care. He was just like, I'm going in a chicken suit and this is me. And if you don't like me, then whatever. And he got picked. He got a rose.
I will say that, like, remember Alexis, how she showed up as the shark?
Everybody's trying to do that now.
Yeah, kind of. But yeah. Everybody's also trying to out-pun the other. Like the guy who showed up in the hearse, right?
Oh, that was dumb.
And he's like, when you know, what was his line?
He said something like, oh, he's like, when I found you when you were the Bachelorette, he's like, I literally died, but then you brought me back to life. It was like so dumb. But here's my question too. Did they talk? They must talk to the producers. Like, I need a hearse for my entrance.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
The guy, Chris, who brought in a choir. I mean, like, these are things that need to be planned out. Clay, one of two professional athletes, which I want to get to in a second. One of two NFL players who was like, my name is Clay. So now we're going to play with Clay.
Which, yeah, but his voice was a little weird, too. It was like super high. He kind of sounded like, hello, I'm Clay, I'm Kermit the Frog. Like, that's kind of what he sounded like.
I liked
it was
Clay,
weird.
Though. But back to the athletes for a second, Clay and Colton. You guys are both either currently in the NFL or were in the NFL, and you have to go on The Bachelorette to find love. Like, you haven't found love yet.
I don't know. But I feel like with that, it kind of sometimes if you say that you are in the NFL or currently in the NFL, it's kind of tricky to find somebody that actually is in it for the right reasons, as they say.
Oh, God. Yeah. I know. So with Colton, he's the one who has since left his career in the NFL and is now doing the state-to-state cystic fibrosis vest thing, which is really nice.
Which is awesome, yeah.
But I've heard some pretty negative things about Colton. I heard remember Tia from Ari's season? Tia with the accent from Arkansas?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I heard he dated her.
Okay.
And I think that comes into play throughout the season. So make sure you watch out for that. That's another thing about listening to this podcast. You'll hear some really good tidbits and some tea that I've seen spilled all over Twitter. So
did you really just say tea spilled over Twitter?
Yeah, that's fine. Jesus. Alliteration.
But I mean, it's weird because they always show you like it's the first episode and it's so formulaic. It's like, okay, all the guys come out. Then they go in and then there's like usually this one section of drama happens and then everything's great. And then they give you like a recap of what's going to happen throughout the season. Like somebody's going to get in a big fight. There's an ambulance. Like people are lying. She's like already saying that if you're not here and you've been lying to me, I don't want you here. It's like, it's the same thing that we hear in every single, you know, but hey,
I do like that she kicked Jake right off because you could tell in her face when Jake's the one that's from her hometown.
The one that she had already met a couple times.
Yeah. And you could tell as soon as he walked out of that limo with that bow tie, she was like, oh no. Like, what are you doing here? If somebody went on The Bachelor or Bachelorette and they were from Rhode Island, chances are somebody from Rhode Island would also end up there because we have such a small, tight-knit community. That's kind of like what it reminded me of. And I was really happy that she was like, nope, we're done. Like,
I will
bye,
say,
Jake.
I mean, like, I kind of can see where that guy's coming from. Like, maybe at one point, you know, he thought that I saw her and now that she's on The Bachelorette and I've had a chance to get to know her on TV, like, I really messed up and probably should have like acted on that. And this was his shot. But I feel like if you haven't kind of made that connection prior and she doesn't know that you maybe felt that way, it's too late, man. Like, she's already questioning everything and it's in your mind, you're done.
And that bow tie was not cute. Like, he was not looking good. Speaking of, can we just talk about the outfits for a second? If I saw another man ankle, I was going to puke. I get it.
I
like
can't
a European
stand a guy
thing.
Who actually wears no socks with shoes. It's just, come on, man. It's stupid.
It reminds me of, remember Jordan, who is now engaged to JoJo? JoJo was the Bachelorette.
Yeah,
Jordan was the brother of Aaron Rodgers. He had that look down. And I was judging a book by its ankles. And I was like, oh, I am not about this guy. And there were so many of those guys that were like that. I was surprised the male model called them out because the male model seemed like he was totally metro. But he was the one.
All right, let's talk about that guy. What the hell is that guy's name?
That guy's name is Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
He's
that guy is a douchebag. like already he's like so self-involved. He is all about his look. People are already accusing him of actually being there to boost his like male model career. This guy is a joke. He takes his every opportunity to call out somebody else, and by doing that, it makes him look like so much of a tool. Mm. Like, he's the guy that everybody's gonna hate throughout the season.
Every season needs a villain,
and
as
he's
we
the
know.
Villain already. And they already played that up in the first episode. Like, they focused in a lot on the dumb shit he was saying, and they made fun of him at the end of the episode where he's saying all those things, and they have that stupid music behind him.
Yeah,
they're making fun of him already.
But we know that Jordan is going to be one of those people who puts on a big act for TV.
Oh yeah,
and he's not going to make it to the final two, I don't think.
No.
But so that's Jordan. What did we think about Leo and his crazy hair?
Leo, yeah, the guy who looked like Yanni, or some people call him Laurel.
The other one? Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but like,
nice.
I honestly...
Timely.
I think that I actually really... I wasn't sure what to think of that dude, right? But then when they're doing the final rose ceremony, he goes, like, he thought he wasn't going to get a rose. And he goes, if I don't get a rose, I'm going to be shocked. He goes, I'm looking at a sea of traffic. What do you go traffic? What do you call them? Like, I don't know, like cops.
Highway patrol officers.
Yeah, I'm looking out here to see if highway patrol officers, like, I laughed out loud because that's literally what they all look like.
They do.
They look like they could be state troopers. And can I just say this, too, and I mentioned this earlier, you have to have, like, 7% body fat to be considered to be on this show. Every single guy works out or is a bodybuilder or an athlete in some way. Like, there's no guy that has, like, a dad bod on The Bachelor.
There's a lot of keto guidos up in here.
But I'm just saying, like, that must be on the, like, I'm guaranteeing you that there's a lot of people that show up that are not in the best shape, but might actually be good candidates for Becca, but she still is. But she never gets to see them because they're not jacked.
I know, and I know you get mad when I say this, but I get turned off by people who are in great physical shape. And I know that makes you always feel like, what? Like,
well, no,
you take
that
as a backhanded compliment, but I feel like if I was Becca, I'd be like, I want a couple dad bods here. Like, because again, she seems like a girl next door.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Keeps it all the way real.
Look, there's no wrong. Look, you want to be in shape? Great. You take fitness seriously? Great. Like, look, I like to work out. I'm not like a friggin' athlete, right? It's just like these guys are like, it's like they've been training for a bodybuilding competition before they showed up to their show. I mean, and I feel like that is unfair to like the group. I know that they're looking for like cream of the crop, like we're bringing in like the hottest, most handsome guys who like look the best in a suit, you know. But it's like, what about the dude that might be perfect for her, that like, you know, wants to have like some bread once in a while, you know,
wants
what I'm saying,
have some salt and vinegar chips right? while they like, watch The Bachelor.
Seriously,
I agree. However, I know that they get the call, or like the you made it in maybe 7 weeks before, or maybe it's not even that long, they have a few weeks to get prepped. And I know that I've seen a lot of the ladies who go on the shows and they say, oh, I hire a trainer. Mm-hmm. I eat really well. So a lot of these guys are probably in the best shape of their lives because they're going to be going on TV. But again, because in 2018 we are so worried about diversity, then make them look like guys that we know that we'll see at the grocery store that Joe owns, you know, in
Chicago.
That's
what I'm saying, yeah.
So I know that's a little unfortunate, but unfortunately, I feel like that's how it's going to be for many seasons to come.
A couple of the guys that jumped out that I thought like were pretty cool was Garrett, the fly fishing guy.
Like, so I've been reading some things about Garrett, and this bums me out because
he got the first impression rose tonight, didn't he?
I think so. But now I'm a little upset because I'm reading all these things about Garrett. I guess this is why you got to really go through your social media before you sign on to one of these shows. He's liking a lot of really questionable, or he's since deleted his Instagram, but he had liked a lot of questionable things about immigration and, you know, all of these kind of taboo topics that, you know, the general public would not appreciate his thoughts on.
See, but this is the problem with like social media. It's like everybody's like, literally, like, just scavenging for what's the word I'm looking for? They're just,
I don't know. It's kind of like when the male model said professionality or something.
It's not even a
like,
word.
What's that word?
No, they're scavengers for like for like scraps about people.
It's true.
You know what I mean? So it's like things that may not actually have an impact on the show. People are thinking about after the fact, and nobody really necessarily knows. People don't know. This show's already been filmed. So what we're finding out now isn't going to affect what already was filmed. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but anyway, he's catching some flack right now, and it's bumming me out too because I liked him. Was that a Chris Farley impression he was trying to do at the beginning when he was like, when they first introduced him, he was doing this weird voice. And
if he was, I missed it.
Yeah,
maybe
it was
a
bad
Chris
impression.
Farley fan. I didn't get at that at all.
I liked the Harlem Globetrotter guy, Christian.
He was cool. Yeah, he was cool.
I liked his trick. I thought that was really funny.
Imagine if he messed that up and just knocked her out.
I was
like, dude, he was like 2 inches above her head. Dude, you were 1 inch off. And like he ran up in suit pants and dress shoes. I'm like, man, if you slip or like anything happened, like. And I like how all the guys were just good, like, Celtics players. I'm like,
all
right.
Oh, yeah, they all
They're all
that.
Hitting shots.
Even like, Becca was pretty good.
Yeah, well, they only showed the shot that she made. No. But, I mean, there was a guy on there. Like, so I am so bad with names. So I was like, like literally, if you just want to go through my list, I have Clay High Voice slash Kermit the Frog.
Oh, Clay
and then
was
I have,
nice.
And then I have the guy Chris who brought the choir. He's young Ron Perlman to me.
No, so Chris looks like, okay, there's an episode of Friends where Chandler has this really creepy.
Oh, by the way, let's just tell everybody right now, Friends is your favorite show of all time. So a lot of Friends references is going
to
happen.
But no, somebody pointed out, and I was thinking this too, he looks like Creepy Eddie.
I actually know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Chandler's roommate. And also he looks like Danny from New Kids on the Block, but that's Chris. And Chris got caught up in some drama tonight.
Of course, they are.
Chris is the one that blew the lid on the text messages and whatnot, and the other guy went home.
Yeah, which, I mean, whatever. I mean, there's already some drama with one guy. She's like, I think I'm good. Peace. I don't even want to get into it. David was the chicken guy. Jake was another guy. And I couldn't figure out who Jake looked like, but then I figured out he looks like Alan Cumming. So if you guys don't know who Alan
Cumming. Yeah, but yeah, Jake's the one that got sent home.
No, it's not. Jake is a different guy. Because
no, look, this is Jake. So Jake's the bow tie guy.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, he went one. Yes, but I think he looks like Alan Cumming.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. I can see that.
Yeah. Then there's that guy with like the high forehead that I said looked like weird Matt Damon. I don't know what guy
that
was.
There's a lot of five head on the show. Was it Grant?
I don't know. Let me see. You got like the whole cast up here. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was Grant. Yeah, weird Matt Damon. Yeah, he looks a little weird. Then there was Leo, I think, with the Yanni
hair. Leo's the hair, yep.
And then... loser model guy, which is the guy I already called a douche. And then Garrett, the fly fishing guy. Now, who was Blake? Was Blake the guy we were just talking about?
No, so Blake's the chicken guy, I think. Oh, no,
no,
maybe
no, that's not.
Not
Blake. No, I don't know.
This is Blake. Was Blake the minivan guy?
Oh, yeah, but no, Blake's the guy who came in on the horse.
Yes.
And then he came in tonight what was tonight? It wasn't an ox, it was
It was like a... taking the bull by the horn. No, that wasn't it.
Oh,
it was
an
whatever
ox.
The pun was.
Yeah, I think it was an ox. I don't know. Whatever. It was, yeah, but he, I mean, so he actually seems like a cool guy. I thought he was going to get the first impression rose because she even said he's making a really an impression on me. And I'm
right.
Like, foreshadowing, but that didn't happen. Obviously, brilliant editing. But I think he just seems kind of like, this is who I am. Like, I'm
really corny.
And like I work on a farm because I have, you know, access to all these animals. Like, whatever. He just like he seems cool though. And he seems like he's just like, I don't know, like that Midwestern, like, whatever. This is me. I'm gonna be dumb. And I think that she likes that. She's openly admitted she's a big nerd.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and
she liked the Harry Potter tattoo.
Yeah,
the other
I saw that. Yeah. That was crazy that she and he's like, oh, but in Latin it means something else, you know.
Something very high above.
No, what's the guy with the accent who's African American? With the he's got the high hair.
Yes.
But he actually gave her that bracelet. Lincoln. Yeah. He was like the first guy to get picked. But I thought he's a little...
No, I liked Lincoln. However, the previews make it seem like he's, again, not here for
the right reasons.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, some final thoughts on the season. The previews always make it look like it's going to be amazing. Wait a second. Did John... This is bad. We should like really do this research. But did John, the Venmo guy, get picked?
Yeah, he did.
How about that? Just
yeah,
dropped, why didn't we
just name drop that?
We can't talk about that a little bit more.
Well, yeah,
on the show?
Because he goes, oh yeah, hey, I'm a social, what do you say? I'm a social engineer.
He's
a software engineer. I'm a software engineer, and you know, I design, you know, apps. He goes, I designed the app Venmo, and everybody knows what Venmo is. It's like, all right, bro, but you're on The Bachelorette. Like, how do you have time to leave that company? Like, that was a little like a name drop right there. I wonder how much. He is involved with Venmo.
Yeah, because it kind of seemed like a very just matter of fact, like, oh yeah, whatever. You know, I remember.
Yeah, you know, hey, I designed. You might have heard of it. Google, it's fine. Anyway, so
but
I'm here to learn more about you.
But about Venmo, really quick. What's funny is, and I'm surprised they didn't mention it. But again, it's all in the editing. When Becca and the whole Ari problem happened, a bunch of girls were sending Becca money for drinks on Venmo.
Oh, I remember that.
And
yeah, but
she
was like giving it to charity.
Yeah,
though.
But it was just an interesting fact that I thought, you know, they would have brought back up. But again, it's all in the editing. Anyway, I think it's going to be a really interesting season. And I know that we're already going to be hearing, as the weeks go on, the most dramatic finale ever.
But who's the guy that we've already seen in the news where it's like, oh, it's already out who she was with. It's like, it looks like it's a white guy with dark hair.
I've been really avoiding it, so I don't know. Oh. I've been truly avoiding it because I don't want to.
But you posted something and you were like, why are we even keeping it a secret anymore? But it looked like a tall guy, white guy with dark hair.
Yes, which I mean, pretty much is 90%
of the cast, but he was blurry. But, you know, you can kind of size somebody up by how tall they are compared to her in the picture.
She's tall.
Yeah. How tall is she?
She would be 5'10". I'll look it up. That's that's tall for
was she taller than most of the guys?
Well, I don't know.
She's on heels, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, and I just got to point this out because it's a joke every season I watch this with you.
This is about Chris Harrison,
dude. Like, and I love how they started off the episode with probably the most creepiest Chris Harrison smile I think I've ever seen.
I know.
And I always have this joke that like he's just trying to hook up with one of the girls, and that's his his motive.
No girls though, it's the Bachelorette.
No, I know, but when they do like the Bachelorette, you know what I mean. But like now it's like I still have a joke that like he has ulterior motives because he's so creepy sometimes.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's like ultra professional. And my favorite thing about him is that he is always there to take the tension that is so obvious in a room and make it even thicker and more awkward. Like there's one rose left. Everyone in that room knows there is one rose left. There isn't a person in that room who doesn't know that. And he literally comes out and he's like, hey guys, Becca, there's one more rose. Just want to give you guys a heads up. And then like he just walks out.
He gets paid a lot of money to do walking.
And then he comes back in and he's like, I'm sorry. If you didn't receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes. And then he just leaves. He's like, it's so predictable what he's going to say, but he just makes things even more awkward. He must have a Rolodex of questions too. Like, are you excited? Are you excited? You ready to do this? All right, let's do this. Like, it's always the same lines that he ends on.
Very scripted.
Yeah.
Anyway, how many times can I say anyway?
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, The Bachelorette is back, and I'm very happy. And until next week.
Yeah, until next week. So,
anyway.
Yeah, I guess we'll see you guys next week. So, with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Monday night following the episode, and you can find us on Podbean and iTunes.